الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ليقطع طرفا من الذين كفروا أو يكبتهم فينقلبوا خائبين، ليس لك من الأمر شيء أو يتوب عليهم أو يعذبهم فإنهم ظالمون، ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء، والله غفور رحيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, these last few verses of this quarter, of the fourth para, first quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now terminates the discussion pertaining to the battle, the expedition of Badr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِيَقَطَعَ طَرَفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order jihad upon you? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribe jihad upon you Muslims? It's so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cut off and destroy a group, a party, a nation of the disbelievers. In other words, those disbelievers who did not attain what they wanted to achieve. What they wanted to achieve was to destroy Islam and to destroy Muslims, to destroy the believers. So on account of this evil, they would devise these evil schemes and plans to destroy Islam and the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now prescribed jihad upon the believers so that Allah can wipe out these people. أَوْ يَكْبِتَهُمْ. So perhaps Allah will destroy them and they will get defeat and Allah will destroy all of them. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may at that time allow them to return to their homelands, Makkah Mukarramah. Right, these kuffar came from Makkah and they came to fight the Muslims in Medina. But how will they return? So Allah says, "Oh, yakbitahum." Oh, Allah will disgrace them now. Allah will humiliate them. And now when they will return to Makkah, they will return as failures. فَيَنْقَلِبُ خَائِبِينَ. They will be failures. Then Allah tells the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do not have the power of command concerning anything. In other words, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive, Allah can forgive. If Allah wants to punish, Allah can punish. Your mission and job and task in this world, in alayka illa al-balagh, is only to convey the message. So why was this verse revealed? Some mufassirin say that it was due to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making a specific dua, oh Allah, curse so and so person. And these people were enemies of Islam and the Muslims. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua. Some say it happened during a salah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the second rakat of Fajr, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, after his ruku, so when he would stand up, when he would rise again, he would say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, اللَّهُمَّ الْعَنْ فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا. So Allah then revealed this verse, that you don't have the power of command at all. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows best. Perhaps Allah might forgive, perhaps Allah might punish. After all, we know for sure, فَإِنَّهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. They are wrongdoers. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So Allah says, dominion, sovereignty, all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on this earth, all belong to Allah. So يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. If everybody and everything belongs to Allah, Allah can forgive whomsoever He wants. And how many kuffar have we seen that accepted Islam later in the days of Islam, they have accepted Islam. So Allah says, يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah can forgive whomsoever He wills. Allah can punish whomsoever He wills. Allahu ghafurur rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving, most merciful. That is why sometimes we hear in many people's du'as, we hear them first making du'a, oh Allah, grant hidayah to so and so person. If hidayah is not muqaddar for them, then oh Allah, you humiliate them and disgrace them. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.